SUNY Cortland men's basketball, winners of two in a row, and one of the reasons why is because Jake DeSanto was lights out a couple of days ago against Buff State. He joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Jake, thanks so much for the time. You're the SUNYAC's men's basketball athlete of the week. You dropped a career best 29 points in the 173 win against Buffalo State on Saturday. Take me through that night. At what point did you feel like this was going to be a big night for you, especially from beyond the arc?
Well, I would just say right from tip-off, I was excited to get going because it was one of my first opportunities to be in the starting lineup. So I knew I had to, you know, prove myself a little bit and do something different. And my team did a great job right off the gates, helping me get in the good spots, and as well as coaches helping me get in the right spots. And fortunately, they were falling that day. So,
you kind of alluded to it, but I want to harp on that a little bit more. You really feel like being inserted into the starting lineup maybe upped your game a little bit more?
Oh, for sure. It was, it's something I've been working for since I've been here at Cortland, and it was really exciting to hear that I was put in the starting lineup. So it definitely elevated me a little bit.
In the night before against Fredonia, you dropped 15 points, all of them coming from beyond the arc. So with that, you now are one of the best three-point shooters in the entire country, ranked 11th nationally in three-point field goal percentage. How much time and effort have you put in to your shot from beyond the arc?
I mean, countless and countless hours in the gym, on the gun, you know, with my teammates in practice. And, ever since I was a little kid, I was known as a shooter. So it's just been something I've always been proud of and always worked on pretty hard.
It sounds it. Jake DeSanto, our guest here on BTL. He's the SUNYAC Men's Basketball Athlete of the Week. Recently dropped a career-best 29 points in a win against Buffalo State. What was the conversation like with some of your teammates and even your head coach, Tom Spanbauer, after that big game of 29 points? Because, like you said, you don't necessarily get that many opportunities in the starting lineup. But for you to just put on a performance like that, I'm assuming there was definitely a lot of excitement that was building and brewing in the postgame.
Oh, definitely. The feedback was phenomenal. I mean, the guys and the coaches were very happy for me. They were very excited, and I was loving every minute of it.
How have you taken on your role with this team so far? Because you got some starting time, just your second start of the season. You obviously have come off the bench for a bulk, if not mostly the entire season. How do you really embrace the kind of roles that you're put in?
It goes day by day. I mean, we talk together as a team a lot, and I know my strengths as a player, and the coaches do a really good job of implementing me into specific spots on the floor that allows me to succeed, as well as my teammates. So, that's a whole year process of, finding out where you succeed on the court and where you do not, and our team's doing a pretty good job, not just me, but with all of our players, with allowing us to be our best selves and play our best game. So,
you mentioned your strengths as a player, and obviously shooting the deep ball is one of them. But if you could take a step back and kind of see yourself on the basketball court, maybe scout yourself, if you will, what are some of the other strengths that you feel like you have?
I think a lot of people just assume that I can only shoot it from the outside when it comes to scoring, but I believe I can do a little other more things offensively. I think I can get to the rim a couple times and help my teammates and make plays and find the open guy on the offensive side. So I think there's more to me than just shooting. Other than that, I love giving as much heart as possible on the court, sacrificing myself, taking charges, diving on loose balls. It's something I take pride in. So that's something that kind of goes under the rug, but I'll always bring come tip off.
Your first two seasons as an underclassman, you did see a decent amount of playing time, all things considered, averaging right under 3 points per game. But here in your junior year, now you're averaging just under 10 points per game. How has your role changed under this system from this year compared to years past?
I think I've been given a few more opportunities this year, becoming an older player and a guy who has more experience on the team. We got a lot of new guys this year, and I knew coming into the season that I would be put into an elevated role, and I think I'm doing an okay job of executing so far.
Jake DeSanto, our guest here on BTL, the Suniacs player of the week for the SUNY Cortland men's basketball team. What was the biggest lesson that you feel like you have learned over your time at SUNY Cortland? Something that now you feel comfortable with, maybe, compared to the first 2 years when you were a freshman and sophomore?
I would say definitely just the trust that my teammates have given me. It's something that I was a little worried about myself the first couple years, being that I wasn't really performing as well as I thought I could have. But when you get put into these new roles and you start to succeed a little bit, my teammates and my coaches enlist great trust on me and great positive feedback. And that's something that I obviously love to hear every day. So it's something I wish continues to happen.
Well, at one point during the season, you guys were on, I believe it was a 7-game winning streak, and then all of a sudden Suniac play started up in mid-January, and then you started having, you know, a tough schedule going up against the likes of Oneonta and Oswego, some really, really good teams within the conference. What sort of ups and downs have you guys faced within the conference schedule that has you in fifth place right now in the Suniac?
I would say when it came conference time, we had a good sense of going into that time period that it was going to be a little more difficult than non-league play.
Yeah.
You know, each game that we lost once league play started were essentially overall pretty good games. I mean, nothing. We never lost by a large margin. And obviously that still hurts a team a little bit going on a little losing streak. But what I'm proud of my team for is that we have all kept a good mindset and our heads up and looking forward to improve every single day in practice and improve every time we touch the court come game time. So I'm very excited for this season to continue and for us to get a second chance at those teams that we originally lost to.
Yeah, and obviously if the season were to end today, you guys would be the fifth seed. And for those that don't know, the Suniac tournament takes the top six teams within the conference for the Suniac tournament. So what is the mindset going into the remainder of this season here with some good competition, but also with you guys trying to at least maintain a top six spot, and I'm assuming probably trying to maybe climb up even higher in the standings?
Oh, definitely. We as a team have a good idea of ourselves, and that's something that coach stresses every day is, you know, worry about ourselves and what we can do. When it comes to those losses that we had mid-season, it's a lot of the problems that we were seeing on film and stuff had to do with ourselves and our own decision-making. So that's something that our team understands really well and something that we can work on every day in practice. And our mindset is none other than we can beat every single team that we're facing the rest of the season, you know, regardless of our rank in the Suniac. So that's something that's definitely going to help us succeed in the future.
What kind of decision-making has gotten better, you think? You mentioned how the decision-making wasn't really up to where it should be. What specifically do you feel like has gotten better and has been a bit of a turning point?
Definitely, when we went on our little win streak, we were shooting the ball very well as a team and playing very well offensively. And then we went on a little stint where the ball was kind of sticking in people's hands. We weren't passing the ball as fluid enough. And, you know, we all noticed that. That's one of the big things. So, and that's something that we tried to correct come this past weekend. And I think we did a lot better job this past weekend, and it showed.
Certainly showed, that's for sure, with a 173 win against Buff State and a nice 82-68 win against Fredonia. Hey, Jake, really appreciate the time. Congrats on the career best, having a dynamite performance and being the Suniac's men's basketball player of the week. Thanks so much for stopping by, and keep it up this season, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.